John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa. Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness. All right, cue Betty.
Hey, Betty here. Alert, alert. I smell patch coolie. Joe, is that you?
Patchouli, she says. That patchouli. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What, have the hipsters visited you recently?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, hey, everyone. It's Anthony in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe from Chicago, and no mas patchouli, and soon, oh no, no lack of database. Yes, we'll get to that later.
Hello, I am your lovable and Shyampa's finest artificial personality unit, Betty, and you know what? I finally have my own Facebook page. Just search for Betty Wisdom. Oh my, my butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's cast of episode 83. Ethical Chickpeas from Russia.
Этические нут из России.
For Monday, April 3rd, 2017. Hey, Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Hey, Betty, the weather's just fine. Thank you.
No problem, Anthony.
All right, let me grab a glass of water here. Because, you know, the weather is tough business. And that's what we do sometimes on Shyampa Radio.
I like my weather bubbly.
Yeah, and apparently you've been messing with my script, so it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you are listening live, it is not currently a few clouds and 82 degrees Fahrenheit. And for you Canadian snowbirds, it's time to go home. Humidity is 51%. There's a dew point of 69 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles, and we have a heat index of 84. Woo-hoo! Tonight, Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 72. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. Then partly cloudy with a low... Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 84, then partly cloudy with a low around 69 overnight. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 85, then mostly cloudy with a low around 69, with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. And that's your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty Boopaloop.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Thanks, Betty, from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Unless you're listening live, it's misty at 50 degrees F, 10 degrees Celsius. Dew point is 49 degrees with a wind chill of 47. From our make-believe Star Trek holodeck state-of-the-art studios and from the Emerson Sensei Humidity Action Center, it currently shows us a humidity factor of 44% inside the Chicago studios and 96% right outside the window pane. The winds are out of the east at 8 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 3 miles, so fly higher if you want better visibility. Monday night, expect showers, cloudy with a high near 47. On Tuesday, expect showers, mainly before 11 p.m., low around 43. On Wednesday, expect showers likely, mainly before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 50. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
Well, thank you, Betty. And, well, get this, Anthony. We're going to call Rosemary, one of our awesome listeners. Yes.
Sweet. Sounds fun. And I'm sorry, folks. The phone lines are supposed to automatically open right before we start, and they did not. So if you called in and got our main studio number, we're getting a call, actually. So let's take the call.
All right. Caller.
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Yeah, am I on the air?
Hey, is that you?
Hey, we don't use names. What is that all about? I want to know what y'all are talking dew points. Explain your dew point temperature to me.
What is your dew point, Joe?
Well, as far as I know, dew point is the measure of the temperature of the moisture in the air. And that determines their wind chill.
Sounds kind of exciting, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
It is. I got one for the Floridian.
All right, what do you have for the Floridians?
Barometric.
Okay. Barometric.
Yeah.
It's the measure of barometer.
Oh, no.
It's the measure of the atmospheric pressure in millibars.
Located where?
At sea level.
And how does that affect the aqua life?
I don't know. She's talking about aqua life. Joe, this is your call now.
Oh, no. I like it when it's the three of us.
It's the Aquaman. It reminds me of that cartoon.
You know what? I'm going to go hit the aqua lung.
I can't hit mine. It's plugged up. So what's new, caller? What's new in life?
You know, it's the same old song and dance. I come home, I take off my tap shoes, and, you know.
Tap shoes, you say? You should probably find more comfortable footwear.
Adidas.
Oh, see, Adidas tap shoes. That's even better. I didn't know that. So you're a tap dancer.
Yeah. I'll give you some song and dance there, Chiampa Radio, man.
All right, that sounds good.
I'm waiting on this giraffe to be born, too.
Jesus Christ. I'm so tired of this fucking giraffe. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what is this giraffe?
It's
is
April,
this like
the giraffe. What zoo is she
April
at?
April the giraffe. She's in New York.
Okay. And there's one of our local stations here in Tampa, I think WTSP or something. They like post the live feed on Facebook probably once every hour. And they've been
is this
doing
the
it
last Chicago giraffe in the world ever?
Watch. What?
Is this the last giraffe in the world ever?
Well, people, you know, just want to see this giraffe come out.
Of another giraffe. It's like a box in a box. Yeah. It's a giraffe in a giraffe.
Right. And I've been educated in the time that I have watched because, you know, like...
Animal Planet.
Them things on their head, no. The freaking Animal Adventure Park giraffe cameo on YouTube.
What's the link? You'll have to give that to us some later time. Yeah, we'll have to put that in our show notes.
You just go to YouTube, and it's number 18 on trending right now.
There you go, number 18 trending on YouTube. We heard
or
it.
Should I say, y'all, hashtag 18 on trending?
Oh my goodness, she's hashtag. See, I'm not a hashtagger. I think that's more.
You're not a hashtagger, Anthony.
That's why I said that's number 18. That's
number 18. There you go. Well, I thought she said like the position 18. You know, like the position
pound.
18 down.
It is.
Pound.
The 18th pound. Is number 18.
I liked it better when it was pound.
Pound.
You know, tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe.
That skipper guy likes to hashtag shit.
Oh, God. Yeah, he lives his hashtags all over the damn place. That's why the cleaning crew doesn't like us. It's really because his hashtags are all over the place, and they don't understand it because it's all in English.
Someone's got a bad connection. Does anyone else hear static in their...
Yeah, we're having some light phone problems tonight, so...
Oh, yeah, I heard you when I was ringing in.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have some weird things going on, but...
What do you mean I'm having problems?
Joe's having some serious problems over there.
That sounds like a pretty fun problem, if that's what you're talking about. I'd like to sound like that.
Wouldn't we all like to sound like that sometimes?
Well...
Hey, I got one for y'all. Did either one of you check out
Hello?
Legion?
Okay. No.
Hello?
Hello?
Legions?
Hello?
Legions?
Hello?
Legions?
Legion is on...
Legion.
The season finale was just... It's an FX series.
Hashtag Legion?
Shut up.
Hashtag, I don't give a shit about hashtags.
Thank you, Anthony.
is that Netflix? Is that a Netflix series? Kind of
no,
like...
No, it was on FX.
Ah, okay.
But if you got Hulu...
Hulu.
Hulu has it.
Hulu.
And it is amazing. I mean... Yeah, it's a marijuana channel and whatnot, but if you dose, ooh, I highly recommend a ooh, dose and watch the series. Just binge it.
Did you like
yep.
The Americans?
No.
You did not?
No.
So you don't like Russians?
Oh, I thought you meant the show.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
The TV show.
Oh,
yeah,
no. I don't give a shit about Russians or anyone like that. I didn't like the TV show.
I could use a white Russian right about now.
Ooh.
Yeah, that'd be tasty.
Those were good when I drank.
Yeah, they are tasty.
You know what I found? Peanut butter liqueur.
Gross.
You know,
no, it's good.
See,
it's really good.
No.
I'm on the fence with that. I can see it having a possibility of being tasty, but I can also see where, like our caller, our tap dancing caller says, it could be gross. At least she's not a hostile caller.
I'm never hostile.
No, you're not.
You, Anthony.
I never said. I said as long as you're not hostile. We've had hostile guests before.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it is. But that's what happens.
I mean, I do this in support of Chiampa Radio.
Chiampa.
It's Shy Amp. Shy Ampa.
Chiampa.
People
Chiampa
have
Radio.
You know, people have a hard enough time spelling it as it is. We couldn't have picked a worse name to
Chiampa.
Name our station.
Chiampa.
I think, why did you name it Chiampa? Here's another good one.
Chiampa.
Why not
Tampa?
Like
Chicago.
Oh.
I got it now. Why not Tiago?
Not why not what?
Tiago.
Tiago.
Or Tago.
Tago.
Tago. Tago. I don't know. It sounds
Tago
like a butt plug
radio.
Manufacturer.
Chicago.
Chica Tiago. We couldn't call it Chica Gogo.
Tampa is South Florida. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You are incorrect.
Okay, where is Tampa?
Tampa is on the west coast of Florida, midway up. We are west central Florida.
Is that my music that I gotta shut up now? Is that
no.
Like, am I up? Like, I'm up for an award? Because I'm talking too much.
We'll dial that down so we don't distract you too much with that.
I felt like I was in a clown house. I was starting to dig it a little.
We like our royalty free diggy music here at Chiampa Radio. From Kevin McLeod, visit him at incompetech.com for more great royalty-free tracks that you can just zone out to.
What is the name of this track?
I don't know.
Clown House. Mirror House.
Pamgaea.
Amusement Park.
Pamgaea.
Pamgaea. P-A-M-G-A-E-A.
Nothing to do with a carnival.
Nothing at all. No, not at all.
But it sounds like it.
It does.
No, he's got some awesome
music.
Wait,
now let's get back to the west side. The west side is not the east side. So is that the ocean side?
No, the west
side
is not the east side.
So is that the Gulf side or the ocean side?
We Tampa is on the Gulf side.
Oh, okay. My bestie's there in Naples.
Oh, yeah. Naples is probably like 2 hours south of us.
Oh, I was further than you. You can't get me to Florida, but she did 2 years ago.
Yeah. Ooh. Unfortunately, sometimes when you get here, you never escape, and then that's a whole different story.
Oh, no. I could not wait to get home to my snow. It was freaking horseshitty. 7 degrees on a beach on Christmas Day. Fuck that.
Oh, no. See, that's
sorry,
the only thing that keeps me here.
Am I allowed to swear on Chiampa Radio?
You can say fuck whatever you want.
Yes.
Okay.
You could say all the dirty words, too.
All the dirty words, too.
Yes.
I think,
how was
I
that,
think,
Skipper? Did I do that good?
I think you did that well.
You did that very well.
Thank you. Joe sounds like he's in a bong.
In a bong?
Are you in a bong, Joe?
I am currently in a state-of-the-art production studio.
I wouldn't really call it a state of the art.
Do you write that out off on your taxes, too?
Not yet.
We're trying.
Is that deductible?
It might be.
I bet you it is if it's in your home.
Yeah, I think so. But because we don't make any money. We're not
zero money.
I was just going to say, does Chiampa Radio pay well?
No, that's why we can't keep any employees, because they all leave because we don't pay them much.
What would your employees do? I mean, doesn't Betty do it all?
Well, that's kind of where Betty came from. Betty came from our lack of being able to find good help around here. So Betty and Roger kind of do everything around here. I don't know, but someone's having a stroke on the other end. It sounds like there.
See that? I mean, hear that? April's having a contraction.
Is she having a contraction?
She is. They opened the doors for her today earlier before I went to work.
Well, good, because they had her stuck in that tiny pen all day.
It's not really tiny. If you go on YouTube and you click on one of Dr. Tim's visits, it's at a ground level camera filming, and it's freaking huge, dude. I mean,
freaking
where they
huge.
Show it, like, yeah, where they show it, where you see it on your local news channel stream, it looks small.
WFTS,
but when you're down there, and even like when the feeder person goes in there,
yeah,
I mean, yeah, you could really see that it's a big enclosure.
All right.
But it was really shitty, though, because they opened the door for her, and then Oliver, the bull, he's like got his head over there, and he's like, what the hell, man? When are you going to open my door? What the hell? I'm not having a baby.
Yeah, you know, maybe they all want to go outside.
Yeah.
Stretch
and
get some fresh air.
And then they played together. It was really cute.
Well, that's good. That's good. Aww. So we will make you our unpaid intern reporter for the April in a Box story. With a baby giraffe. So
there was your update. She had a contraction.
She had a contraction. She had a contraction. Fantastic.
You could have an honorary last name, too, if you like. We could call you Rosemary Wisdom.
I am not Rosemary.
She is not Rosemary. We are mistaking her for somebody else.
Oh, okay. So we can call you...
I don't know who this Rosemary person is that you speak of.
No.
All right.
No. Her name
then
is
let's
Orangetta.
Call you Orangetta Wisdom.
There we go.
Jetta?
Orangetta. Orangetta
Jetta. Wisdom.
Like
orange
Jetta.
Citrus?
Orange Jetta. Yes, orange like citrus, Jetta like car. Orange Jetta.
I don't like that.
Well, you know.
If you're not paying me, you can't pick my name.
Well,
go with like Penelope or
Penelope?
Something.
Oh, God.
Penelope Wisdom?
Penelope Wisdom. I don't. Okay, maybe. Maybe.
You can call me Pennywise.
Pennywise. Oh,
yes!
Goodness. All right.
Wait, I love it. That's yours.
Pennywise.
That's your reporter name.
All right. Well, Penny.
That's right.
Well, Pennywise, we do have to start ushering you off because we do have to do Jonas News. And I have a feeling we have other callers on hold.
Put that music on.
We will. What music?
That music to tell me to shut the fuck up.
That's the music.
Okay, I'll switch back over there and turn my volume back on and listen to some Chicago stupid news.
All right, yeah, but the crazy Florida news comes up after that, so, you know, we'll have some of that for
you,
too.
Okay, you got any crazy people falling over couches and breaking their dicks or anything
like that? You'll just have to stay tuned to find out.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, and that leaves us with...
And now for the news.
Well, hey, Anthony, thanks for asking. Get a load of these stories. Yes, down under and hopped over. From our friend Ben Hooper at UPI, he reports, a driver on a rural Australian road at night ended up having their car whacked by a road-raging kangaroo that didn't take kindly to being tailgated. The driver said they were driving behind the kangaroo for more than a half a mile on March 2nd in the Lake Bathurst area. Ooh, I want to go to the Lake Bathurst area. Just because of this kangaroo. If you click on the link when we give it to you later, folks, you will see this kangaroo. It looks crazy. And you can just imagine the craziness. But anyways, the dash cam footage of the encounter shows the marsupial hopping along the road a few yards in front of the vehicle. The kangaroo, which unfortunately doesn't have a name. We could give it a name.
It's like one pissed off kangaroo. That's what it looks like.
This kangaroo apparently decided to change tactics.
Okay.
It stops abruptly, causing the car to stop. Roo strikes up an intimidating pose before unleashing a flurry of punches on the car.
Oh my.
The driver attempts to get around the animal, but it follows and continues to punch the car. I had followed this roo for about 1 kilometer, and it just stayed on the road. Unfortunately, if you pass them, they will often jump sideways straight into your car. But the roo decided he had better plan and thought he'd go for fight over flight. And you know, this driver, he kind of lost.
Wow.
The way that roo looked.
Wow, that's just kind of crazy.
Isn't that insane? Nature is just taking over, I tell you.
That's one pissed off looking kangaroo. So you better post that for our viewers.
I sure will. You know,
our listeners that view us.
Our listeners.
Our listeners that view us on our Facebook page.
Many different social channels.
Our many different social channels.
And, you know, you can also get in touch with us because I heard we got a caller on hold by giving us a call.
No, we don't.
Oh.
We don't.
No, well, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Again, you can become a caller on hold by calling us at 813-327-8566.
But, well, let's move on to the next story because this one's got a...
I think Joe's having a stroke. Quick, Betty. Betty, stop going through his pockets, Betty. Betty, leave his pockets alone.
No problem, Anthony.
This story will be sure to shock you. And another from our friend Ben Hooper at UPI. He reports Transportation Security Administration officials in Hawaii seized a stun cane, which is an unusual item that's part mobility device and part electric shock weapon. The TSA said officers at the Kahului airport on the island of Maui inspected a passenger's cane recently and discovered it was designed to do more than help the user walk. What else could it do? Jeez. Well, it's a mobility device, and it's a self-defense weapon. It's not allowed in your carry-on property because it delivers 1 million volts. That's a lot of volts.
That is a lot of volts.
Is that a lot of volts?
That's a lot of volts. That's a shocking amount of volts.
It's very shocking, and we know this, the TSA said in an Instagram post. The TSA said the device is known as a stun cane and is included under the category of stun devices that are banned from carry-on luggage. But I can do it on my check-in?
Maybe. You can carry a gun through your check-in luggage.
Interesting. Concealed stun devices can lead to fines and arrest, and they're not pretty. But hey, Anthony, have you heard of those Lush Omnibod devices that users can stick up their buttholes to get pleasure by pushing buttons on their smartphones? Or you can give control of your hole to the internet and let other people do it for you.
Huh. That could be interesting.
So are those considered banned items because they give, you know, shocks?
I think they vibrate more than shocking. I don't know if they'd be, but I think the TSA will give you a strange look when you go through security if you have that up your ass.
What if you ask them to demonstrate and say, here, press these buttons for me?
And there we have our LGBT CAG.
Moving along to the next story.
Okay.
Yay. Social media, woo woo, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. Well, this is depressing. A new study, albeit one by a market agency that may have a reason to pump up the numbers, suggests that the average connected modern human is going to waste 5 full hours of their precious life scanning and posting to social media. 5 years and 4 months, in fact, according to MediaKicks, the average person is going to spend 1 year and 7 months on Facebook, 1 year and 2 months on Snapchat.
Well, that's good. I'm not on Snapchat.
Right. Assuming this hypothetical person actually uses both platforms, 8 months on Instagram and 1 year and 10 months watching things on YouTube.
And I don't use Instagram or much of YouTube either. Sweet.
Oh, I use a heavy amount on Instagram and YouTube.
I see.
Facebook, so-so. Snapchat, zero. I don't use Snapchat.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I see kids using Snapchat. Snapchat is people's photography device now. Seriously, that's how people take pictures for Snapchat. Or they just take pictures with Snapchat. They don't even use the photo application on their phone. They use Snapchat.
Strange. Well, go figure. It's kind of odd.
In some bad news for Twitter, though, they estimate that people only spend about 1 minute a day on Twitter, which only adds up to 18 days over a lifetime. So I guess Twitter is less addictive.
Well,
as Edweek notes, this means that if these figures are near accurate, the average in our contemporary age is going to spend more of their life on social media than they will eating and drinking, and enough time scanning their news feeds and watching cats riding Roombas that they could have climbed Mount Everest 32 times instead if they weren't so fucking addicted. The only thing we're likely to do more of in our lifetime? Watching TV. We'll be spending 7 years and 8 months doing that.
Wow.
The agency cites various sources, including YouTube's own user statistics and Business Insider pieces about Facebook and Snapchat use. So the only consolation here is that every person is not quite so active on Facebook, Snapchat, Insta, and Twitter on the daily. Most of us just prefer just one or two of the above. This is also all the more reason not to take up Snapchatting if you haven't already, and perhaps take some well-deserved Facebook breaks now and then. Spending on social media advertising is expected to hit $36 billion this year,
wow,
about a third of that time in the U.S. and Canada alone.
Wow.
The saddest figure here, though, is, if we can trust it, is that this average person is going to spend 5 times as much on social media in their life than they will socializing with live, breathing people.
Wow.
Socializing, according to this study, is only going to take up 1 year and 3 months total. We can only hope that a backlash against being too engaged with your devices kicks in the next decade, and or some new magical technology comes along that eclipses everything that came before it, so we don't have to imagine ourselves going to our graves as we count up Instagram likes.
Yeah, isn't that kind of scary?
You know, in the last minute or so that we've got left, I have to say, a lot of these millennials now, they don't even want to talk to people. They don't want to, like, pick up the phone and make a report or ask for help. They'd rather send an email or go on the web or access an app. And it's like, it's not there yet. It's just not. I mean, maybe one day it will be, but right now it's just not there completely for everything.
You never know.
Well, I'm sure it will be, but unless, you know, something else happens. But hey, that's it for your Chip Skipper featured stories. Back to you, Anthony.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this Unique on air, spelled with an E, smells like a W, outer looped, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, universally shunned, GMO-packed, kid-unfriendly streaming experience? Well, visit Shyampa, C-H-I-A-M-P-A, that's shyampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes if I can find out where this card is. Ooh, here we go.
Yay.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio. Flashback.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Rocky, smoke, Paul Anker.
It's the new Hershey's Kisses snack pack.
Wow, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder.
No, it's our new snack pack again.
Look, there's 8 Hershey's Kisses inside.
Yum.
Each with that big taste of Hershey's chocolate.
And it's the same price as a candy bar. Again?
I gotta get me a new hat.
I gotta get the new Hershey's Kisses snack pack.
Message for Ronald McDonald!
I do believe this mailbox is addressing me. McDonald's Happy Meal!
Hamburger!
Soft drink! Fries!
All regular size!
Now that's what I call special delivery.
Skiing? Gymnastics?
When you buy a McDonald's Good Sports Happy Meal, you get sports games, cutouts, even sports quizzes, plus a surprise inside. 4 different Good Sports Happy Meal boxes at participating McDonald's.
You are tuned into Shyampa Weed Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
When your check engine light turns on, that means the world is flat. Another wisdom provided to you by Joe Wisdoms. Do you like these wisdoms? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and give us your wisdoms. We'll be happy to put them on the air if you like. Just let us know in the voicemail. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's crazy Florida news next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday. And, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is Find a Rainbow Day, World Party Day, National Chocolate Mousse Day, National Tweed Day. Well, after you all party on the rainbow eating chocolate mousse in your spring tweed, you are all really going to need to toke up. So go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Hey, thanks, Betty, but you know what? We didn't get a chance to do our plugs, so why don't you go ahead and run through our plugs before we get started with the crazy Florida news.
No problem, Anthony. Thanks, Joe. Hey, Betty here. You have just been trying to listen to the following that we recast here on Shyampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRF, Yin, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support this music by visiting Incompetech.com. support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops, and keep it tuned to Shampa Radio. Harvoo Valance. Buddy, 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 buddy out.
Wow. Thanks, Betty. See, she still gets confused sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know.
She sometimes
she's like, what's going on?
Exactly right.
Ooh, look at all these fun stories you got coming up today.
Oh, I know. It's awful. I've been hacking like crazy lately because my sinuses have been driving me nuts. So allergy season is afoot here in Florida right now. So I grabbed a cider from the refrigerator out in the staff lounge. I don't know how it got there. I think accounting had a party last weekend, and it's left over. So,
do you have an accounting department?
Yeah, Betty. Betty and her friends in accounting with all of her multiple personalities.
There's Betty.
There's Betty. Hi, Betty.
Betty is currently a Radio Shack EC4023 calculator.
Ooh, there we go.
First released in 1989 by the Radio Shack Tandy Corporation.
There you go. All right. Sometimes, tourists try to live the Florida lifestyle, but they often forget that they're too fucked up to not get caught. Our first story of the night comes from the Destin Log and tells us about a few spring breakers behaving badly. Of course, you knew we were going to have to get some spring breakers in here.
Of course.
So, according to reports, a Lynn Haven officer on beach detail noticed an SUV with Connecticut plates veering into a bike lane occupied by a golf cart. The occupants of the SUV and the golf cart occupants began grabbing each other's hands while driving along the road. Yes, yes. Let's. Can I have ways to get pulled over by the police for 200, Alex? So the officer, of course, pulled over the drivers and his six passengers. The driver said they were on vacation and only trying to have a good time. The officer smelled the odor of marijuana and noticed a green leafy substance on the middle row's floorboard. So really, who the fuck leaves their weed out like that? Especially with a cop behind you, because clearly
and
the damn cop was behind
it?
You. Yeah, how leafy was it? That's kind of leafy. They got some crappy shit. They got bay leaves. A field test confirmed the leafy substance was marijuana, which the driver initially blamed on the rental car company for not cleaning out the vehicle properly. It's a snowflake. He then admitted to smoking almost every day while repeatedly reminding the officer he was on vacation.
But I'm on vacation.
Do not arrest me. I'm on vacation. The officer also reported finding several open alcoholic beverage containers in the SUV. The driver was given a traffic citation and a ride to his new vacation getaway, the Bay County Jail. Yeah. There were a lot of spring break stories that I could have pulled from. But honestly, I did them last year. And they're really all one and the same. It's college kids behaving badly.
Leaving
their trash everywhere. Just being ignorant. Just
right.
Being ignorant. So let's move on here.
I want to go to Daytona Beach.
Do you really? Well, this might be a good reason to. And we'll start out with Bill's favorite way of starting any news story. A Florida man found a little bit of paradise one morning walking on Daytona Beach, brought to us by the Florida Sun Sentinel. Jeff usually picks up trash along his morning walks on the shores of Daytona Beach. However, on one particular Saturday, he found much more than food wrappers or soda bottles. Jeff spotted an 18-inch long, taped-up package of marijuana shaped like a giant cigar washed up on the shore. At first, Jeff didn't know what the object was, but as he bent down to get a closer look, he saw one of the edges was ripped and what appeared to be blood. Jeff called the authorities, which I think I probably would have too. When the Volusia County Beach safety officers arrived, they discovered that the package was a poorly wrapped bundle of marijuana. Authorities said that the blood might have been used by drug smugglers to deter drug-sniffing dogs.
Huh.
Which then makes me wonder, what kind of blood was it?
Yeah, right? Turtle blood? Why did I say
probably
turtle
pig
blood?
I don't know. Why did you say turtle blood?
Come on, please.
Access the database. I think I'm having a database error.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Database error.
I think the database needs to be reloaded.
Uh-oh.
That's gonna suck. Especially now that Betty's not around. She went somewhere.
Boom chakalaka.
There she is. Betty. Betty, get over here and do some work, will you? One second.
I'm so stressed out. I feel super sexy. I'm so stressed
out. Oh boy, here we go again. So Jeff said laughingly that if he had known it was weed, he probably wouldn't be doing a news interview right now.
I'd be smoking a couple times.
Well, it was waterlogged, though. Might have been kind of nasty. Yeah. A Volusia County Beach safety captain estimated that the package might have weighed 5 pounds without the water weight. I believe the report said it was like 12 pounds. So it was twice as heavy with water. It was probably, and it's all seawater and crab. So yeah, probably nothing you wanted. Unfortunately, the package tested positive for drugs and was destroyed. The Volusia County beach safety captain said that it happens more than people would like to think. Recent big surfs can cause all types of stuff to wash up on shore. Cocaine, trees, medical waste, 30-gallon drums of diesel fuel, and even a seal native to the New England area have all ended up on the beach after big storms or big surfs. Yeah, how about that? Isn't that crazy?
Wait,
a 30-gallon drum
this?
Of diesel.
Oh, Daytona.
Daytona
okay,
Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go get some medical waste and some drums.
New England
after big
Seals.
Storms. And New England Seals, exactly. All right. I was initially going to use the Florida nakedness story for news music. That's it, music. I was originally going to use the Florida naked news story music for this piece. But they weren't naked, and although one can lead to possibly believe that they may have been at one time, it really wasn't that involved. So, but I do want to do this news story, and there really wasn't a good Florida naked story this week, which is kind of sad. Especially with spring break. I mean, for God's sakes, you know, I've got a, speaking of which.
Spring break, you need a spring break. We all need a spring break.
Well, I needed to access the database, but I could use another spring break as well. We already had spring break a couple of weeks ago, remember?
Yeah.
That Monday off. I don't remember.
No, I'm not saying that kind of spring break, but I'm just saying, like, a real true spring break.
Like a go to the beach and be stupid spring break?
Yeah, I guess so. Why not?
Why not?
Who is it going to hurt?
Why the fuck not? All right. So our final crazy Florida story. The story of the night comes from the Sebastian Daily and tells us of a couple with a blanket, a dream, and a whole lot of crazy. So, yes, get the music. It's a live one. According to reports, a deputy arrived to a grassy area in a residential neighborhood to perform a welfare check on a male and female lying under a blanket in a grassy area. When the deputy was about 50 feet away from the blanket, Kristen came out from underneath the blanket and started yelling, "I am part of the Illuminati and the Freemasons. You have no authority and I don't have to leave." As the deputy got closer to the blanket, George appeared from under the blanket. Kristen continued to yell at the officer, making claims that she was a famous music talent, that she knew judges, and that her family would have the deputy's job. All of a sudden, George began yelling, asking why he was being detained. The deputy advised the pair that they were there to perform a welfare check, and that there was no reason to yell. The couple continued to yell about the Freemasons, their impending music record deal, the celebrities and judges they knew, and power their family had. As the couple continued to yell, several occupants from a nearby apartment complex went outside to see what all this tomfuckery was about. The deputy determined that the disruption by the two subjects was affecting the peace and quiet of the residents and arrested Kristen and George, who were then transported to the Indian River County Jail, where they were charged with disorderly conduct. And that's it for your crazy Florida news.
Wow.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the Plethora Discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience?
Yay!
Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bones, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo. The Plethora right. Discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
She got a little too excited.
Hey. Yes, right. She did.
So,
thank you, Pennywise.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Wait, that wasn't Pennywise. That was Benny.
No, I'm sorry. I'm getting right away started saying, hey, thank you, Pennywise, for calling in.
And, oh, okay.
To start off the show and making it a really fun time. That okay. was fun.
That was fun. That was exciting.
Anthony, your news was fun.
My news was different.
It was fun. It was different.
It tries to be fun.
Yeah. It's always got some kind of crazy nakedness with a little bit of, like, dumbness attached.
That's what happens sometimes. So,
yeah.
I did some things we didn't want to hit. We have to remember the victims in the St. Petersburg, Russia subway bombing. 10 dead.
Yes.
It's tragedy, and any type of terrorism is a horrible thing. And, you know, if the Russians were us, they'd be blaming us, but they're not blaming us. So let's
right.
let's all get along. Let's all smoke a bong and get along. And then my thing I have to get off my chest is, what the fuck is up with Florida? What the hell is going on with my blocking
MMJ.
And my weed? Yes. Yeah, so apparently, even after 71% of the Florida voters approved Amendment 2, which gave Florida legal medical marijuana, the House legislator has decided that they are going to craft a bill that limits pretty much anything you can do with medical marijuana.
That blows.
You cannot buy bud. You cannot smoke it. You cannot ingest it through edibles. You cannot vaporize it unless you are a terminally ill cancer patient with less than 6 months to live.
That's ridiculous.
Basically, it comes down to you can get a anal suppository for your medical marijuana. And I think maybe oils, but they're severely restricted as well. So, yeah.
And no edibles.
No
you
edibles.
Can't even, and you can't have
no
chocolates
edibles.
Or mints
nope.
or
nope. No edibles.
Sodas.
No edibles. Nada. Nada.
That's pretty ridiculous.
It's very
you know,
ridiculous.
It's like, these people that want to restrict a natural plant, but they'll yet let an opiate out into the wild and people get addicted and do stupid and crazy shit.
And they're all trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, too, with opioids. I mean, it's just this whole thing of like, oh my god, it's such a fucking epidemic. Well, no shit, it's a fucking epidemic. But you know what? Weed is fine, but you won't let us have access. But then on the same token, last week, they approved for expanded gambling.
Yeah. They want people to be addicted. They want
it's
people
ridiculous.
To be addicted to the wrong kinds of things.
It's ridiculous.
To the things that will make them do stupid things and make bad decisions and spend stupid kinds of money.
Exactly.
Speaking of,
yes,
it's time for Two for Monday.
Yay, Two for Monday.
Yes. Anthony, what is your best ever decision?
I don't know yet. That would take me some time to come up with my best ever decision. I've made a lot of decisions in my life. Some of them I think were best, but some I'm not sure. So, yeah, I'd have to get back to you on that one.
Okay, well, my best ever decision was to quit smoking cigarettes.
That is up there. That is one of those up there with mine as well. So that is a good point.
Yes. Yes. And then the next one for Two for Monday is the Penis Seat. There
that
is
kind of
a well, there's a. It's an art display, actually. It's in Mexico City. It's on the Mexico City subway, and
okay.
it calls attention to the campaign against sexual harassment
with a penis.
Yeah,
on a seat.
It's the man seat. It's the men only seat. I'd sit on it.
Of course you would. Wait. There we go. There's the tag again. We got it.
But, so yeah, it's an interesting looking seat, and the woman's looking at it like,
Wow.
Yeah.
The penis seat.
Is that yeah, but it's. It's a pretty apt reminder that, you know, hey, men.
Is that,
we're going to start looking at you now, too.
Is that part of the Palmer office furniture product line?
Well, that's the art department.
That's the art department.
Yes. Speaking of the art department, Joe Wisdom put out another set. You want to hear this one?
Yeah, sure.
Hello. Joe Wisdom here. I've recently had to go on a database diet. What is a database diet, you ask? Well, as you run low on your supply, you switch to a smaller device from which you apply your database. In this case, it is a single-use database access application device. And I have to say, with a little bit of mind-altering ideas about how much I smoke, I can achieve pure bliss, even with reduced usage. It's quite nice. I encourage you to try. Now, I'm not saying don't take a nice big rip if you got it.
But that's all I have left.
Wow.
If you got it.
So, using the one-hitter, however, folks.
Joe Wisdom. Audio Wisdom Production. Do you have a wisdom to share?
Do you have a wisdom to share?
813-327-8566. And keep it tuned to Shyamper Radio.
I really love audio editing. It's fun. You know, it's fun putting the music together for these little ditties I do. But anyways, yes, so I'm using the one-hitter until I get enough fundage because it's been slow.
Oh, that slow is not good. Slow is
not
good.
And I paid a rather large telephonic bill because somehow I'm not getting the right deal that I thought I was getting.
Uh-oh.
I paid lots, and I paid it via my checking account versus my credit card.
Oopsie poopsie.
So therefore I took the hit. So therefore, I do not have that money for database, which is good, though. I need to learn to reallocate.
Conservatize.
Mm-hmm. Which leads me to, I made chicken breast the other night.
You made chicken titties.
I sure did. I used a nice roasting method.
Did you? What roasting method did you use?
It was grape olot. It was salt and pepper. It was rosemary and thyme.
I see.
Yeah, it turned out nice. It was good. It was good chicken. It was just put in a nice little pan with the oil. And the chicken kind of was nice and rubbed around in it. And it was sitting for a while and marinating, basically. Well, not overnight, but, you know, for a little while. And we baked those at 400.
Oh, wow. That's kind of awesome.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So... Yeah, it's time for the snowbirds to go home.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they lingering?
Yes, they're lingering. They're lingering too long. They're driving 15 miles an hour under the speed limit during rush hour. And I get it. If you want to go out and drive slow, by all means, you can go out between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. and drive all the slow you want to drive.
Except for lunch hours.
Except, yes, lunch hours. Don't, please, please, please don't go to lunch between 11:30 and 12:30. Oh, we got another caller.
Let's take this caller.
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hello, caller.
I think we got Ezel on the line. Hey, Ezel, how's it going?
How you doing, boys?
We're doing well. We're doing well.
Real well.
How have you been?
I'm back in the groove. Well, you know, I caught some goddamn bug over there when I was in Florida, man. And I mean, this was some trifling shit, man. It really, it just screwed me up. But anyway, I want to call you guys and say I'm back in the groove.
All right.
And I just want to say, I know we ain't got much time.
No.
Because you know what? I washed my pants and my phone's in my pants, and then I washed your number. I couldn't find the fucking number.
Oh, no.
It got washed. Okay, so I had to do some research.
I hate when that happens.
I got to tell you real quick here.
All right.
That I got a new invention there out there, and man, it's really cool. In fact, I'm sitting in it right now.
Ooh.
I got one of them. I call it the Buttle Sauna. The Buttle Sauna, man. And what I did is I took, you know, them little saunas that you get, them little things, and you're sitting there and you throw the water on the coals. God damn it, you throw a little butt on there too, man. You sit in that sucker, man. And I'm telling
you. Wow.
You
that
just
works.
Keep recirculating, man, because you know that is airtight. You just throw a little bit on there, man. It just recirculates, man. So
wow, see, there you go.
That's the way to go, man. But anyway, I just had to do a little shout-out to you boys and tell you that, you know, I'm still alive. I'm still
all
here.
All right, that's good to know, Ezel. That's good to know.
Yeah, I'll give you a call, you know, and time to time. You know, it's getting bee season. They're coming, you know.
Yeah, that's true. The bees are coming.
Yeah, they're flying in from California. They called me the other day. They said we'll be there next Monday. And I said, okay, I get some credit for it.
All right,
guys.
Well, thanks for checking in, Ezel. And we will.
I just wanted to check in real quick.
All right, that sounds good. We'll listen for you later.
All right, we'll talk to you later, boys.
All right, bye, Ezel.
All right.
All right, and the ugly lights came on, so thanks, folks, for tuning in tonight. Cleaning staff is really giving me a dirty looks tonight. I want to thank you for tuning in, listening on our recast, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Joe and Anthony's show on the Chamber Radio. Got nothing to do weekday weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff with archive.org. And Radio for All. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
And you can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers. Where's my script? There was Traffic with Toppers. my mouse moved. Weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern in the evenings. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with its own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, so much awesome programming. You won't find this stuff on mainstream media, which is boring. Oh, and hey, be sure to tune into our 24-hour radio internet station anytime on your mobile or tablet or Celica phone. Visit us at www.chiampa.info, chiampa.info. We have the most current up-to-date broadcast schedule, and you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes. Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook.com/Triampa Radio and Twitter @Triampa Radio.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog again at www.triampa.info. And remember, folks, in Mother Russia, you don't watch news. The news watches you. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a G.
Boom chakalaka. Good night, T.
Ooh, good night.
I think we're actually running early. How the hell did that happen? We've got 12 seconds left.
Wow.
All right.
12 seconds is a good thing.
I guess so. All right, folks. Have a good one.
Good night.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.